The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business, Property and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Thanks once again for joining me on this podcast. I really appreciate it. And in today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about podcasting, because podcasting has absolutely turned our business into a lead generation machine. And if it can do it for ours, it can do it for yours. And I think it's irrelevant which sort of business you've got, frankly, because pretty much any sort of product that needs advertising in some way can have a podcast. And so what's really interesting is that we seem to have gone a sort of a whole 180, you know, going back 15 years ago, at the start of the internet, we used to have audio embedded into websites. And then we went away from that to some extent. And now we've come back to it again. And so pretty much I believe that every business should have a podcast. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The main reason is that credibility building is essential for any business owner. You actually get to teach your listeners how to actually buy from you. Not only that, but you're getting into the minds of your target audience. Plus, from a marketing point of view, people get found on podcasts and iTunes and that sort of thing. It works really well. You get to build what we call KLT, which is people get to know, like, and hopefully trust you. You also get to be the go-to person that when they've got a problem that needs solving, if they've heard you on a podcast, then they're going to go to you rather than somebody else that they've actually never heard of. You're also perceived as an expert in the marketplace. And the potential reach in the UK, I mean, there's 10 million podcasts every single week in the UK. 10 million. Imagine 10 million people listening to you. I mean, it's phenomenal. And you know what? 36% of those listeners are actually using smartphones. So it's 36% on smartphones, 30% use some sort of digital music player. So that's 66% on an iPhone product or an iPod product, effectively. Just 16%, in fact, listen to podcasts on a laptop or a desktop, and just 8% on a tablet. So the beauty of podcasting is that what happens is that people download the podcast and they put you in the pocket on the mobile device, and off they go with you on the train or the tube or in the car or out for a jog. And so you've got lots of opportunity there to put your message out and get people listening to you. I mean, it's amazing, you know, these days that, you know, the tools that we have available either don't cost a huge amount of money or they're free of charge. I mean, we've just done a Facebook Live show called the Mindset and Hustle Show. And it's a Facebook Live show. It's some of the shows that we've got coming through. And a lot of those shows are going to end up on the podcast anyway, just because if you can't watch the video, then you can listen to it as an MP3. But what happens is, from a marketing point of view, is that it no longer costs you hundreds or thousands of pounds to market. You just need a mobile phone to either record the podcast or the Facebook Live or Periscope or Blab or whatever it is that you want to use. It doesn't cost you anything. And then you've now got the tools out there that can distribute the content that you've created, like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and so on. And it's phenomenal. So look, why would we choose something like podcasting? I mean, when I talk about podcasting, something like Facebook Live is relevant as well, because it's almost using the same technology. So it's really easy to set up once you know how to do it. And the cost of entry for the equipment is really low. I mean, I've actually bought a dictaphone, which I sometimes use for my podcast. The podcast that you've heard where I'm out and about. The one at the restaurant, which was interesting because we got loads of great feedback, even though you could hear the noises in the background. That was recorded on my dictaphone. But we used the dictaphone when we're doing a face-to-face interviews, for example. That worked very well. So you can go out and buy a dictaphone for 34 quid. The one I bought was £90, but you don't need to do that. You can just use your mobile phone. And if you're doing an interview with someone, I'd recommend you buy a splitter cable for only £2 or £3 on eBay. But it allows you to plug two microphones into the splitter cable, and then the splitter cable plugs into the device that's doing the recording. So you've already got the equipment effectively, literally sat in your pocket or on your desk. You know, if you've only got a tablet, that will do as well. If you've only got a laptop, that will do as well. I'm actually recording this podcast sat at my desk using Audacity on the desktop, and that works as well. So you don't need masses of equipment. So it's really low cost of entry for the equipment. And it's incredibly easy to record. I mean, literally, I'm recording this using Audacity, and I've got a microphone that's plugged in, and I've attached it to my lapel. At the house in England, I've got a USB Yeti microphone, which is an awesome microphone, and we're going to purchase a few more of those because the sound quality is much, much better. But also, podcasting is really accessible to your potential audience. Like, every single business should have a podcast. Every single business, doesn't matter what your business is. And every single business should be doing some Facebook Live. Like, literally, you plug your microphone into your mobile phone, you download the Facebook app, and off you go. Or Periscope, or Blab, or Meerkat, or whatever else you want to do. You can do Google Hangouts, you can do YouTube Live. There's lots of different ways of getting your message out there. And one of the podcasts that we have recorded that's going to go up fairly soon is the Mindset and Hustle show. And where we're talking about, the only thing that's actually stopping you from doing all this is your own mindset, is your own fear about what you sound like, what you look like, that your content's not good enough. And it's ridiculous. Of course your content's good enough. I mean, you know, if I do a podcast about podcasting, do you think that's useful information for people? Certainly for people who want to find more customers and want to get a message out there. Do you think that's useful? Of course it is. And so why would I not record that? And actually, I'm being a little bit selfish. If I don't record that and put it out there, for those people who want to listen to that, it's really valuable information for them. Now, there's people out there that don't want to listen to that, and that's fine. They won't download the podcast. But you shouldn't be stopping yourself. You know, you've got a duty of care for your potential customers to get the information that you know that's helped you and served you. You've got a responsibility to get that information out into the marketplace so that other people can benefit from it as well. Why keep it to yourself? It's really selfish. And so from a non-selfish point of view, you should be doing podcasts anyway. So they're really accessible for people to download and listen to on the run or on the go. But also for you, you get to get inside someone's head for the duration of that journey or whilst they're listening to that podcast. That's phenomenal. So why, for example, why not books then? Why would you not write a book? Why do a podcast instead of a book? Well, there's a couple of reasons. And by the way, books definitely have their place, you know. Becoming a bestseller in 30 days is one of the webinars that we're going to be doing fairly shortly because it's really valuable having a book. One of my Facebook friends, and we met up in Vegas a couple of months ago, Sahail Khan, he wrote a book with J. Conrad Levison and a bestseller, a book about guerrilla marketing. It was a rewrite. The book came out 20 years ago. I bought a copy 20 years ago. He rewrote it with J. Conrad Levison and Sahail Khan, and that went straight to number one. J. Conrad Levison unfortunately passed away, and Sahail Khan uses that as his business card, and it gets him into doors he would never get into. As talented as Sahail really is, he admits this book has been the thing that's actually got him into places. But it takes a long time to write a book. And getting a bestseller with someone like J. Conrad Levison is really difficult to do, obviously. Sahail is a very well-respected marketer, and he talks about doing joint ventures and so on. And if you, I would highly recommend you seek out Sahail, because he's very talented at what he does. But to write a book, it takes an awful long time to write. And then you know what? You've got spelling errors. Obviously, in America and the UK, there's different ways in which we spell colour, for example, are completely different. So you've got to get someone to read it to make sure it's spelt properly. And then you've got a potential for bad grammar. So, for example, the phrase to boldly go where no one has gone before from Star Trek is wrong. It should be to go boldly. And so from a grammar point of view, that's been incorrect for 30 years. But they've not changed it. But technically, it's bad grammar. Like, who cares, right? I mean, I don't care about that. But some people would. And so you've got to go through your book, and it takes you ages to go through that. And then once you've written your book, guess what you've got to do? You've got to go and rewrite it. And you've got to cut bits out and add bits on. You've got to rewrite it and rewrite it and rewrite it. And then it costs you to actually publish the book. I always remember Alan Partridge, his book, Bouncing Back, if you've ever seen Alan Partridge. And this is what most authors do. They buy a garage full of books because they believe they're going to sell them. And then they don't sell them. And Alan Partridge was trying to get his sold through the petrol station, if you remember. But that's the last thing that you want. But you don't get that with podcasting. It doesn't take a long time to create. We're 9 minutes into this podcast. We'll finish in about 10, 15 minutes, I reckon. It's taken less than half an hour to actually create the podcast. We tend not to do any editing to it. It's all live. Unless I cough or something like that, in which case I'll edit that out. But we record it and we go. We want to get the information out. Don't want to mess about. There are no spelling errors. There's no bad grammar. Well, probably there's quite a bit of bad grammar, but it's out there. It doesn't matter, right? We don't have to rewrite it and re-record it or anything like that. It doesn't cost us anything to publish, other than it costs us £10 or £15 to the service that we upload it to get it out on iTunes. We don't end up with a garage full of books. We don't end up with a garage full of podcasts. We record it once and it's out there. We may repurpose for content. We may stick it up on YouTube. We'll embed it onto our web pages, but that's completely different. So podcasting over books works really well. Now, that's not to denigrate books, because books obviously have a place. But what about video? Well, the problem with video is that you've got to get the lighting just right. If the lighting isn't right, then it really puts people off. And then the quality of the image as well needs to be really good. So we've just been doing some Facebook Live, and I've been using my Samsung S6. It's got two very high quality cameras, and I'm using the selfie camera so I can see any comments coming in. But you know what? The quality is not great. It's not good enough. So we're now looking at what can we do to improve that quality. Now I live here in the villa. I'm on my own during the day, which I really enjoy being on my own. I get lots of work done. I get to watch the NBA basketball or play on the Xbox or go for a walk, whatever, right? I enjoy that. I'm not in an office environment. But the problem with that is that it means I have to do everything myself. So I haven't got anybody that can like do the filming. For example, if we've got a better quality, high quality camera, which is actually on my phone, it's just on the flip side of the phone. And that means that I can't then look at any comments that are coming through and respond to people and so on. So from a Facebook Live point of view, it makes it a bit more difficult. So this is why, I mean, we still run them because they're live, they're a lot of fun to do, creates a lot of content for us to enable us to get the message out, which is why we do the podcast as well. But, you know, it causes lots of problems, getting the lighting right, getting the quality of the video just right. So actually just recording on the phone is better than recording via Facebook Live, because the thing that goes onto Facebook that's recorded on Facebook is the bit that's been uploaded. Whereas when you're actually just recording a selfie video, that's just pure video from the phone. There's no digital signal processing to do. There's none of that. It's a lot higher quality. But then the other problem with video is problems with sound. You've got to get a microphone into your camera. If you've ever seen somebody just filming themselves without a microphone, it's painful to watch. You know, it's really painful to watch. You're in a room, it echoes, it just doesn't sound very good. And then if you've got a selfie stick, I mean, I did a 15-minute selfie video about making 2016 your best year yet. By the sort of 12 minutes in, you know, my phone, an S6, is a pretty heavy phone. The selfie stick's starting to shake a little bit because I'm sort of 15 minutes in and it's getting tiring on the old hands, you know. So you end up sort of shaking a little bit. So when I actually do the Facebook Live, I've got a tripod. And if you can get a tripod, then that works really well. But with a podcast, you know, it's nice and easy. I don't have to hold any equipment or anything like that. And then video is really inaccessible for the people wanting to take on that content, to either listen to it or watch it. For a lot of people, video is inaccessible on the move. Yeah, you can download YouTube directly to a mobile phone, but it takes a lot of effort to be able to do that. And also the equipment that you need tends to be a lot more expensive. You know, to get a really good HD camera, whereas to get a really good USB microphone is like £100 if you want to spend £100. Or the microphone I'm actually recording this on now is like an £8 microphone. It's just attached onto my lapel. So the equipment is really, really cheap. So when we talk about recording the podcast, like literally any old recording software will do it. So I use Audacity. Audacity is great. I love Audacity. But you can just use the recording app that's on your mobile phone. You can even download more recording apps. I used to use SoundCloud. And then what happened was they changed the app and made the app unusable. SoundCloud's weird. And I don't know why app companies actually do this, but they have an app and everybody uses it, and then they change it and it becomes unusable and people stop using it. It's bizarre. I just don't understand how that works. So I use Audacity, but you can use your mobile phone. As I say, I've got a dictaphone as well. Audacity's free of charge on the PC, but there's some other bits and bats that you can do using Audacity, which is to remove any external noise. And when you're interviewing people, you know, if I'm very loud, which I will because I'm at the source, and then you're interviewing someone over Skype and they're not on a microphone, then you end up with two different volumes. So you need to be able to equalize those volumes, and there's different software that you can use to do that. So, you know, if you're wondering about, can your business actually have a podcast? And totally, like every business should have a podcast. There's no reason for you not to have a podcast. If you've got information that you need to get out of, is ways of doing things better. So let's say you're a butcher. Like, think about something that, like, how can you do a podcast on a butcher? right? Butchers, what do they understand? They understand about meat. By the way, if you're vegan, this might sort of put you off anyway. But, you know, they're talking about different chops, different lambs. And, like, if you're a butcher, why not read up about the different types of wine to have with different types of meat and come up with ingredients and for different types of ingredients and, you know, a 10-minute cookbook, ideas for different types of meats, how to make a perfect lasagna, stuff like that. You know, if I've got a family of four and I want to find a way of feeding people on the cheap for a family of four but give them good quality food, then I would listen to that podcast. So it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. If you've got a, you know, I was doing a look on, taking a look on iTunes just to see some of the different types of podcasts. I found a podcast on knitting. Knitting, for goodness sake. Someone's doing a podcast on knitting. We've got 24 five-star reviews. That's phenomenal. I found a podcast on dogs. Dogcast Radio, for everyone who loves dogs. I found a podcast on photography. Photography tips from the top floor. Now, depending on what it is that you're selling, there's a podcast out there for you, right? So there's lots of different reasons why you should be doing a podcast. There's only one reason why you're not, and that's to do with your mindset, about the reason why, you know, you're feeling fearful and that sort of thing. And in fact, the next podcast that I'm going to upload after this is dealing with the mindset issue. So you might want to just listen to that. It's on the Mindset and Hustle show, and it's the introductory to that show. And that's the next one that I'll be uploading after this. So what about the different types of podcasts? Well, there's lots of different types of podcasts that you could do. You've got expert interviews. I've interviewed quite a few people. I've also had a few rants. I call them Dan's Rants, and I've had a few rants about that. You can also turn some articles that you've written, you can turn those into audio. And when I've done those in the past, what I've tended to do is just get the headlines and then talk around the headlines. That works really well. You can talk about industry-specific strategies. We've talked about lease options, rent-to-rent, buying below market value, dropping 50,000 leaflets. We've done that. We've also talked about some of the headlines and the latest news. So, for example, the tenant tax that's coming for landlords. We've talked about that quite a bit. And it's really easy to market these podcasts because people are always looking to consume content. And so, you know, you can upload these onto iTunes. You can put these onto SoundCloud.com. So, for example, if you've never done a podcast and you want to get started, record using Audacity and then upload that onto SoundCloud and then embed that SoundCloud onto your website. And then you can promote that out on social media. I mean, it's phenomenal, right? So you can send traffic to it and then people are consuming your content. And then you can take that content and then you can send it out to your email list. So there's lots of reasons why you should be doing that. Now, there's a few barriers to entry as well. So let's just cover what those are. So there's a learning curve. You know what? There's a learning curve for anything. There's always a learning curve. And also getting the sound right. You know, it's going to take you a few goes just to make sure that you get the sound right, the volume right, and that sort of thing. You've got to get the titles right to make people want to listen. You've got to get some cover art, which you can go to Fiverr for. You've got to get an intro, like you've heard the intro with the American accent. You've got to get the right equipment, you've got to edit the podcast, and then you've got to get the marketing out there so that people are starting to listen. But, I mean, there's plenty of opportunity to actually get that out there and get that done because, you know, you're going to start getting instant credibility. If you're on a podcast, by the way, do you think people might perceive you as an expert? Of course they do. Not just random people have podcasts on iTunes. Experts have podcasts on iTunes. And so you get instant credibility and instant trust. Wonderful. And do you think you're going to stand out from a crowd? Of course you do. I mean, I got asked, someone recommended me just on Facebook to go. It was a woman's event. It's called Be Love. It's run by Joanna Martin, who's very well known. And she wanted men to come along to that event to talk about what love means for them and what relationships are and so on. And someone recommended me to do that. And I thought that was awesome, by the way. But that's because I stand out from the crowd. And that's exactly what you want to be doing. You also get access to listeners who wouldn't normally find you. You know, if you've just got a website, then that's fine, but you need a podcast. We've had clients who found me on iTunes because we're just searching through iTunes. You may have found me on iTunes just because you're searching through iTunes. And so we can use that to generate new leads. And not only that, we get to shorten the sales cycle. You know, we had someone who came on a Saturday night, found a podcast. They then went to my YouTube channel, watched a YouTube video, and then the next day paid several thousand pounds to have coaching. So that sales cycle was all shortened because of the podcast and the videos. And then finally, you're going to get expert positioning. So you're going to be the expert, you know, and people will then want to interview you because you're then the perceived expert. And then you can then go out and interview other people because they want to be on your show. So you get expert positioning. It works really, really well. So look, if you've thought about getting a podcast and you haven't yet done it, Ben, there's nothing stopping you. There's very few barriers to entry. It's certainly not expensive. It's a little bit of technical stuff, but it's overcomable. I think that's a word. So you can do it. There's only one reason why you're not podcasting right now, why you're not doing Facebook Live or videos, and that's to do with mindset. And I'll upload some stuff about the mindset in the next podcast, which will be the Mindset and Hustle podcast. And we'll get that uploaded. Look, if you've got some questions, if you're stuck and you want help, just drop me a line. If you want to sign up for some coaching, if you want to get your hustle on and get your ass kicked for the next 90 days, then our 90-day quick start will work for you in terms of doing that. I mean, the amount of content we're putting out right now is significant. And guess what? The leads are increasing. Funny that. Correlation, isn't it? It's funny how that works. How the more you work, the better you get. So look, don't be afraid. Just go out there and do it. And if you are afraid, pick up the phone, get on the phone with me, let's kick your ass a little bit and let's get you started on that 90-day coaching and let's see what we can get you. All right, my name's Dan Latto, great podcast there. I hope you're well and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.